From a pound of tomatoes to a tank of fuel oil, it's the job of the Agency of Agriculture's Weights and Measures program to assure we get what we pay for. And that requires keeping tabs on thousands of scales, meters, and pumps, even the occasional glass of beer. VPR Steve Zind has more.
The accuracy of that scale in your local supermarket can be traced to a single weight kept under lock and key with an armed guard outside of Paris, France. The International Standard Kilogram, created more than a century ago, serves as a reference used by governments, including the state of Vermont, to ensure the accuracy of their weight measurements. So locked in a metal cabinet in a nondescript building in central Vermont is a collection of weights that are traceable back to the international standard.
I would never touch these with our hands. These are the actual weight standards for the state of Vermont.
These gleaming stainless steel and brass weights are used to verify the accuracy of weights used in the field by state inspectors and by companies that service scales.
We have traceability on this. This is a kit that has test weights from a thousandth of a pound down to 1 millionth of a pound. So we have a millionth of a pound test weight here in the lab. You can hardly see it.
In fact, we couldn't see it. Mark Paquette, the state metrologist, was reluctant to open the little kit it's in. Paquette manages the state's weights and measures laboratory, which includes spotless climate-controlled rooms where weights are checked, and a garage area containing rugged squat cubes and cylinders that are used in the field. Each of these is 1,000 pounds?
Each of these test weights is 1,000 pounds.
Gosh, what are they made of?
Those are made out of cast iron.
The heavier weights are used to test scales for measuring truckloads of asphalt, concrete, feed, and minerals. Lighter weights are for testing scales in stores. There's a science to it that goes beyond simply plopping a weight on a supermarket scale. For example, no test weight is exact, so there's an allowable deviation. Then there are variations caused by temperature and other factors. These are all part of what's called the uncertainty budget. The other main function of the Weights and Measures program is to verify liquid measurements. That involves annual unannounced checks on fuel and propane truck meters and the state's 6,000 gas pumps. Each one takes time to inspect.
There we go. I'm doing a visual inspection side of the pump.
After checking the inside of a pump at a Montpelier gas station, Paquette fills a container with gasoline until the pump registers 5 gallons. The container has been calibrated to a laboratory standard. 5 gallons of gas would come up to a level marked zero.
Zero would be perfect calibration, and we are at +2 cubic inches on a 5-gallon draft. Tolerance is +/-6. So the pump is well within tolerance. It's actually giving away just a little bit of fuel, but so little it's insignificant, really.
Because the pump dispenses more than one grade of gasoline and has nozzles on both sides, Paquette has to repeat the test several more times. Inspectors have seen pumps that deliver as much as a gallon under and those that dispense a gallon too much. Paquette says most errors are due to poor maintenance, not intentional fraud. The Weights and Measures program often responds to calls from consumers, and gas pumps are a frequent complaint. So are inaccurate cash register scanners at stores. On one occasion, Paquette heard from the proverbial guy who walked into a bar. In this case, the guy ordered a pint of beer, 16 ounces, and noticed that another patron, who ordered a smaller 12-ounce glass, got just as much beer. It turned out the restaurant had ordered the wrong-sized glasses. Paquette's program works with businesses to correct problems, but it does issue fines. Since January 1st, the program has issued more than $100,000 in penalties. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.